Okay, Yud Amud Aleph, three lines before it gets wide. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Lo Yishmili Hashmaitz. I never heard of this halacha. The halacha of Nire Mibachutz, Beshava Mibifnim. I never heard of it. Whoever said the halacha? Amar Abaya. Abaya said, "What are you talking about?" Now remember, Rabbi Yosef, he forgot his zechoyle. He forgot his learning. And his Talmidim reminded him over time what he taught. So Abaya said, "Atomar Nihalon, you taught us the halacha. V'yaho amart nihalon, and concerning you told us halacha, and you told us in reference to the following halacha. Diyama Rami Bar Abba, Omar Rav Huna, lechi hamayshech in dafne shel mavui. We have a mavui. Here is our mavui. Two walls of the mavui, right? Okay, so this is the street, and we move it down a little bit. And the lechi is mayshech. Here's our lechi, it's different size, so it looks different. And it's Moshech in Dafne Shal Mavli. So on one side, let's make one side it's longer. There's an arichus to that, exactly the configuration. But the main thing is very, very simple. So here is the street. Right here is the street. Here is 18th Avenue. Okay, right over here. Here is my Mavli. Here is my lechi. My lechi is Moshech in Dafne Shal Mavli. If I'm in the Mavli, does it look like a lechi to me? No, it's flush. When I'm walking in the street, it doesn't look very pretty, does it? Look at these two batteries sticking out of the wall. So it definitely looks like a lechi from the outside. A classic case of lechi of nire mibachutz, v'shava mibifnim. So here we go. Lechi ha-moshech in dafne shel mavi, pachos mi dal ramos, if it's less than dal ramos long, no problem, nidoin mishum mavi. Mishum lechi, it's a kosher lechi. Number two, mishtamish im chudei ha-pnimi, where are you allowed to carry? You're only allowed to carry up until the edge of the inner side of the lechi, not allowed to carry towards the very, very end of the lechi, only towards the inside. Assuming even if the other wall goes all the way to the end, you're only allowed to carry until the opposite, the inside of the lechi. That's number two. And number three, it says, but if this lechi is dalad amos long, no longer is it a valid lechi, because we learned over and over that if a lechi exceeds the width of dalad amos, it's no longer a kosher lechi, because that itself is the size of a minimal mavli. A mavli can't be a lechi. A mavli needs a lechi. A mavli can't be a lechi. The also l'shtamish b'kulay, then it's not a kosher lechi, it's too long, and you're not allowed to be l'shtamish, you're not allowed to carry inside the entire mavui, because the mavui does not have any kosher tikkun. The at amr lon alon Allah, and you, my Rebbe, Rav Yosef, you taught us concerning this memra, shmamina atlas, we may derive three independent halachas. Number one, shmamina bein l'chayayim osur. Number one, since it says you only can carry until the chudei apnimi, we learned that you're not allowed to carry in the area of the lechi. This was a sugya we spent a whole day on 2 days ago. Is the area between the lechi a karmelis or is it a rishos sayachit? Number two, shmamina meshach mavi b'arba. Number two, we learned since over here the minimum size of the lechi is going to be, if it's more than dalet amos, it's no good. So that automatically teaches us, incidentally, that the size of a mavi is dalid amos, not dalid tfachim. There's a machlekes thing, but this is sugya we learned a while ago. Is the smallest size of a mavi dalid Amos, or is the smallest size of a mavui dalid tfachim? The fact that it says here that once the lechi exceeds the length of dalid amos, nidud mishum mavui, incidentally, it's teaching us that the smallest size of a mavui is dalid amos. Number three, this is the thing that we need for our gemara, shmamina, nire mibachos, v'shave mibifnim, nidud mishum lechi. Okay, that's the most important thing for our Gemara. The fact that it says over here that this is a lechi that's near on the outside and it's not near on the inside. From the inside, it's flush with the wall of the mavi. It's not noticeable that it's a lechi. It's only noticeable that it's a lechi when you're walking in the street. And it says here that it's a kosher lechi, provided it's less than dalid amos long. It's a kosher lechi. From here, we learn the third halacha, a lechi that's only near mibachutz, but on the inside, it's flush. It's a kosher lechi. So, therefore, therefore, Abaye said to Rav Yosef, what are you talking about? You're telling me you never heard of this sugya? I never heard of the sugya. You yourself taught us that the halacha, Elechi nira mi b'chutz, v'shava mi b'fnim, is a kosher lechi. Now, obviously, what we said before, already two times, is that because Rav Yosef, he forgot his Rav Yosef. We know in Shas, he forgot his learning. He was ill. He had a loss of memory. He did not remember. Therefore, Abaye had to remind him. But what is the point that the Gemara here wants to make? We see here that Rav Yosef Paskins, it's a kosher lechi. Now this is a very big problem, because we learned yesterday, when we learned the sugya, we learned tiyufta, that nira mi b'chutz v'shava mi b'fnim is no good because of the sugya of the small mavi opening into the large mavi. 10, 11, 3, 3. The large one is good, the small one is no good. Why is the small mavi no? Why is the small chatzar no good? It should be a kosher chatzar because of nira mi b'chutz. That was the sugya we learned yesterday. The Gemara's conclusion was nira mi b'chutz v'shava mi b'fnim is no good. So the Gemara now says, what's the bottom line, the hilchasa, the halacha is nira mi b'chutz v'shav mi b'fnim nidoin mishum lechi. We pass like of Yosef based upon the second brayso, it's a kosher lechi. But the Gemara says, how could you possibly do that? The top of the page told us tiyufta the hilchasa ? It can we should, the Gemara's maskon was shmamina, it's no good, and now you're coming to paskin that it is good. So the Gemara says, in yes, despite the fact that we have a tiyufta, nishum de toni rav chia chavo say, since on daf test on the base, Rabbi Chia, he quoted a brisa, Rabbi Chia quoted a brisa that said beferish, and there was a right smack in the middle of daf test on the base, there was a brisa, and Rabbi Chia quoted the brisa, the toni Rabbi Chia koisel shet sidoi echod konus mechaveroi, bein shriyo mi bachutz, v'shab b'fnim, bein shriyo mi b'fnim, v'shab b'chutz, nidoin mishum lachi. So since Rabbi Chia, he carries a lot of weight. You see, we don't live in their times. How do we live in their times? Like, you know, you would say names, Rav Moshe, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Rav Yashiv. You know, if you know the people and you understand their status as poskim, they're accepted in Klal Yisrael, then, you know, it would carry weight. We would relate. We don't live in their times, so we don't understand Rav Chia. We don't understand what it means. But the fact is, it's true, we have a problem. We have a brisa that says 10, 11, which conclusively proved that it's not a good lechi. So what? That's one brisa. There's another brisa, the brisa of Rabbi Chia, and that carries more weight, that it's a kosher lechi. Fine. Now we go to an entirely new sugya. So we concluded the sugya of Nevi B'chutz, a very good shmak sugya. Always remember daf tes and daf yud. This is the big sugya. Now we go to the sugya of Tzuras HaPesach. V'arachav miyaseri. Now we know the mishnah of a mavi that's larger than 10 amos. It's not a good mavi. In other words, you cannot make use of a lechi or a koira to be mitzak in a mavi that's more than 10 amos wide. 10 amos between 15 and 20 feet. That's not so much in our standards today. But if it's more than 10 amos wide, a lechi and a koira is not going to do the job. Amar Abaye, Tani Gulam Debraisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Einat Tzarich L'Mayit. Guess what? Rabbi Yehuda is very generous. He is of the opinion that a mavui that's wider than 10 amos need not be diminished. It's okay. It's okay. Even if it's more than 10 amos, okay. The Mursa Kash Gat Kama, what's the shear? He tells him you have a mavui, it has three walls, and the fourth wall you're going to be misakin with Lech Yokaira, even if it's more than 10 amos. Does that mean that the mavui is 20 amos wide? How wide could it be? Gat Kama. So the Gemara wants to suggest Sovel Rav Achai, Kameid Rav Yosef, Lumeimar, at shlish eshrei amel shlish, 13 and a third. Why? The kal v'chomer mi pasei biros. This is sugi later on. The Chazal made a special takon for the early regalim. Those that came up to the base said that the early regalim, they want to draw water from the well in the street. You can make a mechitzo. Just put up four corners. Tremendous kula. You break all the rules. You don't have a lechi kara, you don't have a tzuras pesach, you have mamish, nothing. All you have is a well in the middle of the street, and you have four brackets, so to speak, that mark off the corner. Four corners, they must be, of course, 10 tefachim high. There must be, I think it has to be 3 tefachim wide. I forgot all what's a mishnah. It's mamish mishnais. I forgot the mishnais later on. We'll come to it later on. So there, the rule is, there's a condition, there's a machloikis in the mishnah between the mayor and the Rabbi Yehuda, how the gap between the corners. Can the gap between the corners be more than 10 amos? Yes, according to Rameir, no. It only can be exactly 10 amos. The gap between the corners of the Pasi Biros is only 10 amos. Rabbi Yehuda says it can be up to 13 and a third amos. The reason why 13 and a third is because you have a team of oxen. That's to be the Mishnah later on. When you go and you pair together a group of oxen, that's how much space it takes up when you have, I forgot, was it three or four, I forgot the whole calculation. That we'll go learn the Mishnah later on. How many can fit in one shot? So there, Chazal said you can make Pasei Biros, but up to 13 and a third. That's the greatest, so we find here, that's the greatest distance Chazal allowed to serve as a Pesach. So the Gemara wants to borrow from Pasei Biros, just like there, the greatest gap is 13 and a third. Likewise, when it comes to a Mavui, if we are going to be so kind and allow you to exceed 10, but you may still not exceed 13 and a third. So the Kalvachomer, we Pasei Biros from the boards of the pits of water that Chazal made for the Oilei Regalim. Uma Pasei Biros Shehitarta Bohen Parutz Merube, we're extremely lenient. Even though the open space far exceeds the closed space, the boards are just a smaller enclosure, yet lo yitarta b'chem yitzeh mishlush eshrei amah, ushlish not more than 13 and a third amos. So mavoi, which is more chamor, shlo yitarta by parutz mirubal oimed, the three walls that must be good walls. There, if you have more parutz than oimed, it's no good. When we're going to be lean on the fourth wall, we're not going to allow you to go more than 13 or 13. So the Gemara says, Pumfakert. That's not a good raya. This itself is a reason to say the other way around. When it comes to maybe we were so generous, we allowed more open space and closed space. Because you have to compensate. The Gemara is now suggesting a swara that since Pasei Biros Chazal were so generous, they were so lenient, they allowed such massively open areas, there's more parutz than oimed, they have to counterbalance the leniency and not allow the opening to exceed 13 and a third. Whereas a mavoi, which
Amos,
since they were so lenient, they allowed there to be parutz merube. So they have to counterbalance the leniency with a shtikl chumra and do not allow more than 13 and a third. Whereas a mavui, which itself is starting out chomor, we do not allow oimed parutz merube. We're starting out chomor. Memelev with chomor, we can be generous. We can go easy, and we can allow more than 13 and a third. So the Gemara is saying that the kal v'chomer from Pasei Biros is not a good kal v'chomer because the basic yesodos you're using to build a kal v'chomer, we can take misvara and we can say the svara fakert. Dafka by Pasei Biros, where Chazal was so lenient, we had a counterbalance, the leniency with the chumra. Whereas here we start off much more, we're more machmir. There's no need to counterbalance with this leniency of more of only 13 and a third. We can be lenient and we can go even more than 13 and a third. Mavush lo yitarta by parts move aloimed tatir, we can be lenient. Yosef, bo, Yosef, you'd give a lamus a shlish. Inami, but the Gemara says, no, maybe we can talk. Say fakert. If you want, you can play around. You can say a svara like this, svara like that. Inami lidoch kisa say fakert. Pasei Biros de akilas buchad kula. Once they will make one kula, one leniency, and allow you to have oimed parutz meruba, more open space. Memela akilbu kula chlito. We're going to have another leniency. But mavoi klal loy. But mavoi, and there's more saying another svara to say that it's not a good kal v'chomer. More is saying two challenges to the kal v'chomer. A mavoi, we we don't find any leniency, Chazal from the get-go showed us that the laws of Mavi are chamor, that's an indication that we don't want to allow any other leniency. Just like Chazal did not apply the leniency of Paritz Meruba to a Mavi, they're making a statement that a Mavi does not have any leniencies whatsoever. And don't be tempted to say a leniency of even more than 13 and a third. The most you can go is up until 10. It's a very difficult Gemara. I don't know the Malach, because I mean the Gemara basically is ripping apart every Kal V'chomer. Gemara makes a Kal V'chomer. Madach this halacha is chamor, and yet it has a kula. So this halacha, which is even more kal, I mean, the Gemara is murdering the Kal V'chomer. The Gemara is ripping apart the Kal V'chomer from the Shirashim. You could do this every Kal V'chomer. You could rip apart like this. So why here is Gemara allowing itself to take the Kal V'chomer and allow it to be? It goes against the whole grain of what a Kal V'chomer is. You have Pasi Biros. Pasi Biros. We find the halach of Oymed Meruba. So we find the Kula, and then we find the Chumra. It's kal, but yeah, there's something that's chomer. The kula is parutz meruba is okay. Yet it has a chumra. So mavoi, which is chomer, so certainly get that chumra. So the Gemara rips it apart. Here's the chumra that shows no other kulas. It's a difficult Gemara, because the Gemara is going against the whole yisoid of what a Kal V'chomer is built upon. I don't know the answer, but it's something to take note of, maybe to look into another time. So therefore, the Gemara basically at this point says, the Gemara does not give an answer. Okay, the Gemara does not give an answer. The Gemara leaves this hanging. The Gemara, all we know is one thing. We know that if we have a mavui, and the mavui is more than 10 amos, according to the Chacham, it's not a kosher mavui. Rabbi Yehuda says, Einoi tzorich lemait. You don't have to be memayit, it can be even more than 10 amos. The Gemara has a dilemma. When Rabbi Yehuda says Ein Tzarich Lemayit, what are the limitations? Does that mean even if it's 20 amos, it's okay? You could have a lechi and a koyer, and it's okay. Or even Rabbi Yehuda that says Ein Tzarich Lemayit means you cannot go more than 13 and a third, because that is the max that we find elsewhere for openings that are okay by Pasi Biros. The Gemara has this dilemma. Wants to make a Kal V'chomer. Certainly, you can go. Certainly, whoever has this dilemma wants to learn from the Pasei Biros that no, you can't go more than 13 and a third. Maybe yes, maybe not. The Gemara leaves it hanging. We do not know what Rabbi Yehuda really meant to say. We don't know. All we know is more than 10 amos ein tzarich lemayit. How far does that go? Does it go to 20? Is it limited to 13 and a third? We do not know. Don't try to bring me raya from the case of Pasei Biros, because we can say the case of Pasei Biros is different. Okay, fine. Now we have a new sugya. Tani Levi, Mavu, Shurocha, Veshem Amo, Noyet, Nu Halacha. Another solution. Lachi V'koira is a machloikis. If more than 10 amos, it's okay. But here he says a chiddush, tremendous chiddush. Mavu, Shurocha, Veshem Amo, Noyet, Kone, B'emtzi, Soy, V'daya. Okay, so here's our Mavu. Okay, here's our Mavu. Okay. And I don't have a pen with me today. I left it at home. 20 amos, right? It's 20 amos, exactly 20 amos. You may not have a gap of more than 10 amos, so you're in a lot of trouble. So what do? Just stick a little stick. Take a stick, a little teeny stick, a toothpick, 10 tefachim tall, right smack in the center. That means since the toothpick is exactly 20, the toothpick takes the ramashahu, between the end of the toothpick to the end is going to be, will be less than 10 amos on one side. And between the toothpick over here to this side will also be less than 10 amos. So we will have now two openings, and each opening is less than 10 amos.
You don't have a wall.
What?
The two walls are 20 amos apart.
So what do we need? We need a lechi or a koira. So what are we going to do?
But on that middle part, you're saying you have two openings. On each side, you don't have a wall perpendicular.
Right. All you have is a toothpick. So what are you going to have? Now you basically have two openings. Each opening is less than 10 amos. So what do you need?
That's called an opening? It's into nothing?
Two openings now. We have two openings. We have an opening here. Each opening is less than 10 amos. So Pashup Shad, you need to have a lechi for each one. Okay, now you need to have a double lechi. Let's see, Rashi. Rashi says, Inami, what do you do? Vienna says Inami Lechi, so there is no Rashi. Okay, so that all you need to do is, it's not. What?
Show me the two.
What do you mean the two?
You said you need two
lechi. Okay, I vaguely remember learning that somewhere. Let me just see what's over here in the article. There's no Rashi. The Gemara says you take a kaneh. 35. Yeah, so it says a Ferrish in the art school. I don't know, he doesn't have him a car. I guess it's Pashat. I mean, Ryzen wrote this. Pashat. You put over here, note number 35. It doesn't say this in Rashi. He's saying this. I'm sure he's getting it from somewhere. He's getting it from somewhere. So look what are you doing? Look what you're doing over here. Again, you have an opening. The opening is 20 Amos. Can I put a Lechi here and be Misak in the Mavui? It's a Ferrish Mishnah. No. Right, it's no. Going according to the bond, it has to be less than 10 amos. I can't take the walls and make them less than 10. What am I going to do? I'm going to put a toothpick in the middle. By putting a toothpick in the middle, I have two openings. I have an opening on the left, that's going to be 20 amos. Opening on the right, that's going to be less than 10 amos. Opening on the left, that's going to be less. And if I have two openings, how are you masaking these two openings? I'll put a lechi here and a lechi here. Or I'll put a lechi here and a kari here. Or a kari here and a lechi here. It'll be now two separate openings. Two separate openings for this mavui. And
so if you have the opening count, you have 30 amos between the two.
And you need two toothpicks.
And every
yes.
And
every 10 tefachim, yes.
And that one in the middle.
That little toothpick, so if I have 30, I put one, it's no good. It's 15,
so
15.
Its name is a lechi.
It's not serving as a lechi, because a lechi is what's matir. You need a lechi, it technically can be a lechi, but it's not, because it's not serving the function of a lechi. A lechi is after you have an opening that's less than 10 amos, you put a lechi to be matir that opening. Before I can make the lechi, I first have to make sure that the opening is less than 10 amos. So this first stick that I insert in the ground is not serving as a halachic lechi. It may look like a lechi, it may sound like a lechi, it may be identical to a lechi, but it's not serving as a halachic lechi. It's serving as just something which is memayit the opening from 20 to less than 10. How many less than 10s do we have? Two.
So now where do you have a lechi?
Put one lechi here,
yep.
One halachic lechi here, and put another halachic lechi over here.
Onto the stick.
Yeah.
Stick.
Yeah, or put it on the other side. Doesn't
that? Is the stick itself?
Yeah. This is not a halachic lechi. The second stick will be your halachic lechi.
No, but if you have one thick stick, that would be the lechi.
No, one stick is not sufficient, because that one stick is serving first to diminish. Yeah, that's the way it works. That's the chiddush. The first stick is serving first to diminish the width of the opening.
Yeah.
Then there's a second stick which will serve to be the lechi. You don't have to necessarily put it over here. You can put the lechi over here,
right,
on the other side.
Right.
Or you can pick a koira. Or you could put a koira. But the point is, we have to go further. But the point over here is that you're coming to do the first thing, it's coming to diminish the opening from 20 to less than 10. This is the halacha. This is what he says over here, v'dayoy. Tani levi b'mishu v'chav v'yasem v'amav anos kare b'mitzis v'day v'dayoy. Hu tani la, hu amla, he told halacha v'lel v'hu amala. And then Levi made the following statement. His statement is a very powerful statement, which is the yisod for the next daf, and it's the yisod, a very important yisod in laws of the laws of even modern day Eruvin. It's a very big yisod. Or Amalah de'ein halacha ka'isa mishnah. Is this halacha is not, doesn't make sense. We don't pass it like this. Why not? Rashi says the yisod in the Sibyl of the Gemara. Look at the small Rashi on the bottom. Ein, the last Rashi on the page, halacha ka'isa mishnah. The osay, these words are critical for the understanding of the next daf. The osi avira the haigisu the haigisu bavat lelukane. The airspace. How big is this little lechi? It's a toothpick. It's a tefach. It's two tefachim. Even if it's very wide, it's three tefachim. Relative to the 10 amos on one side and the 10 amos on the other side, it's batul umavutul ka'afra da'ara. It's batul. Because it's so small, the open space of 10 amos is much larger than the width of this lechi. And the open space of 10 amos on the left side is also much larger. So I'll say avira da'haigisa, v'avira da'haigisa, umavutul lechi. away, and it's mevatel the width of the lechi. It's ki'ilu, it doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. What do we got here? We got an opening that's 20 amos. 20 amos is more than 10 amos. It's no good according to the Rabbanan Pashit. Now we'll see this principle in much more detail as we go through the Gemara. Some say the same exact memra, but with a different nusach, the same exact halacha. Omar Shmuel Mishmed Levi, Ein halacha ka'isa mishna. It's no good. So what's the solution? So here we go. Along Arba Amos, brilliant solution. The solution is, you take this lechi, okay, here's my lechi, make believe the width of this little shmidget is Dalid Amos. Ooh, Dalid Amos, that's pretty long. Dalid Amos is, okay, make believe here's my Dalid Amos, that's the size of a mavli. Then it's so chashuv, we no longer say the principle of Asi Avir, the high geese, or the high geese from Vadil Lech. Even though this thing is paper thin, right, this little thing over here is paper thin, this thing I'm putting up, and we should say Asi Avir, the high geese, the high geese, but being that it's Dalid Amos long, it's already a mavui. So then it's two mavuis. A mavui here, and a mavui here. And you can put a lechi v'kari here, or a lechi v'kari here, and you're in business. Okay, that's the chiddush. You're not going to say, osi avi d'chai when it's dalad amas. Oysa paskvay asar b'meshach arba amas. So mamidu l'orka shal mavui, you put along the mavui, and you're business. Inami, now we come to a whole series of lomnishup solutions. Inami, k'd Rav Yehuda, d'yam Rav Yehuda, mavui shurocha, v'chamesh esri ama. Okay, here's a new case. It's critical to get the numbers. We have a mavui. And what are the numbers? It's 15 amos. So how many over? How many over are we on the mavui? We're over by 5 amos. So we got to get rid of 5 amos. So what are we going to do? Marchik shtei amos. So distance yourself 2 amos away. And then the oisapash shalosh amos. And then make a board that's 3 amos. So here we look what we got here. Okay? Between this and this is 15. No good. Too big. We got to get rid of 5. How do we get rid of 5? We got to get less than 10. We put up this. How big is this? This is 3. How much is the open space? 2. So how much? So 3 plus 2 equals 5. How much space between here and here? A drop less than 10. To drop less than 10, we're in business. Now you'll ask me, oh, but you have an open space of 2 amos. Big deal. The 2 amos is bottle. Because since there's 3 here, okay, this is 3, and it's up against the wall, so 2 is bottle k'neged 3. It's as if in this section, it's oimed meruba. Lomdus. This section is completely viewed in halacha as if it's closed. Because it's 3, and 3 is going up against an empty space of 2. 3 was more than 2. So the 2 is bottle. Yeah, you used to bittel in Yerodea. You have meat. You put some milk in a pot of meat. Tam, shishim, nat bar nat, chaticha, nasis nevela, all these yisoides of bittel, echad b'shishim, echad un rov. Here's another bittel. 3 against 2 is mevatel, the 2 empty space, so now we have 5 is closed, we have less than 10. Okay. Mach shlamos, v'yosepash sholosh amos, v'nem v'yamai, v'yosekash v'yamai. I have a better solution. Yaseh, now we get to a lot of lamas. Yaseh, now by the way, this is the simplest solution. Why? It's much easier to go to the lumber yard and buy one piece of wood and to put it up than to go buy little pieces of wood and start sticking them and start measuring. But the Gemara at this point does not know that. The Gemara at this point says, why don't you have to buy big pieces of wood? Go buy little pieces of wood and stick them into the ground. You'll have a solution. V'yamai, yasepas amu mechza, v'yarchik shtei amos, v'yasepas amu mechza. I have a solution. Let's make a pass, amu mechza. Okay, so I'll take these tissue boxes, okay? Let's make a pass, amo mechza. Yas pas amo mechza, v'yarchik shtei amos. And then we'll put another pass, amo mechza. So what do we got here? This is amo mechza. This amo mechza. What does that equal? 1.5 plus 1.5 equals 3. With me? 1.5 equals 3. How much do we need to get rid of? 5. How much is in the middle? 2. Right? So we got 2 in the middle. So 2 plus 3 equals 5. We're in business. So why do you have to have a board that's 3? It's much easier to schlep home from the lumber yard 2 boards that are 1.5. So you get 2 boards 1.5. Here's my wall on one side. Here's my wall on the other side. It's 15. We got to knock out 5. We'll knock out 5 with a board that's 1.5. 2 in the middle. 1.5. 3 plus 2. V'amai, I have a solution. V'yase pasah amal mechsev v'yachad k'shte amos. V'yase pasah amal mechsev sh'mami no'am must and be. You know why it's not going to work? Oymeid meruba ala paritz m'shtei ruchos loy havi oymeid. Brilliant yisoid. Because what's the oymeid meruba? The oymeid meruba, look at this incredible, it's incredible yisoid. They learned the whole davs, could I just for this? What's the yisoid? We got to make believe that this 5 is going to be closed off. How is it going to be closed off? It's oymeid meruba. I got 3. I got 3. 1.5, 1.5. 1.5, 1.5 equals 3. And the parutz is 2. 3 is greater than 2, last I checked. But it's only greater than 2 when you combine 2 different sides. Each one alone is less than the gap in the middle. The gap in the middle is 2. This is 1.5, less than 2. This is 1.5, less than 2. Oh, but you want to say it's oymeid meruba, because together it's more than 2? 1.5 plus 1.5 is 3 is greater than 2. That's only when you combine the 2 together. That you don't say. That's not good enough. It has to be one shtick. In the previous example, we had 3. We had 2 together. That was blank. 3. So 3, one shtick against something that's empty, that's going to be oymeid meruba. But when it's oymeid meruba by combining 2 sides, that's no good. Shmami no oymeid meruba la paritz mishteruchos loy havi. So shmami v'raya, oymeid meruba la paritz mishteruchos loy havi oymeid stakul oymeid. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a kasha. La oyla, I'm not going to tell you how really it's oymeid. It's going to be oymeid. V'shani hacha, the osi, I've heard, no, the Gemara is not so. Incorrect. But MS would be good. You know why it's no good in this particular case? Going back to our yisoid, the osi avira, the haigis avira, the haigis mevatla. Beautiful yisoid. You know why? Because look at this. Look at this situation. What's our solution? Look again. Between here and here, we got 15. From here to here is 5. 1.5, 1.5, 2. Here is 5. Less than 10. Should be good. Less than 10. It should be okay. But what, you know what the problem is? Even though really this is completely closed because it's oymeid meruba, we combine 2 sides, this little shtickle here is vulnerable. Because this is only 1.5. And on this side we have 10. And on this side we have 2. 2 is greater than 1.5. And 10 is greater than 1.5. When both sides have empty space that's greater than the little shtickle that's oymeid, it's bottle. Kilo doesn't exist.
Wait. We had the 20 out of the 20 out.
No, this is a new case. This is 15.
I understand that, but we had the 20 with one stick in the middle. We didn't say the bottle.
The Gemara said, "Ain halacha goy samish." The Gemara attacked and said, "It's not. We mavatal." That was the Gemara said, "That's wrong. This whole halacha is wrong." Ain halacha goy samish because of the principle of sevir the haigis alagis mavatal in a chanami. So we're doing exactly the same thing over here. We have 15. We have over here 10. Everything really looks good. We are going to say this yisod, but we're going to knock it out because of this principle of 10 and 2 is greater, each one independently is greater than 1.5. Key doesn't exist. What do we got? We got more than 10 now. It's no good. But really, as far as the problem of oymeid meruba, the Gemara is saying it would be good if not for the fact that we have on the other side more. Okay, let's go weiter. Shani Yochud also does not have a new bottle. The other one is new cash. I have a solution. The Yase Pas Amo. The Yarchik Amo. The Yase Pas Amo. The Yarchik Amo. The Yase Pas Amo. I have a solution. Let's make K 3 pass. And here we'll use the Gemara out of the wall. Let's make here 3 here. 1, 2, 3. And how much space there in the middle? 1, 1. Right? So now how much have we closed off? How much have we closed off? 5. How much is left here? Less than 10. We said 15 from here to here. We closed off 5. 1, 1, 1. So why don't we do this? Must be. You know why this doesn't work? Oimed kiparitz also must be because since the oimed, the open space is equal to the parutz, that's no good. Because shmamino oimed kiparutz also, since the open space is equal, you have to have in one contiguous segment, you have to have more oimed than the parut. Since over here the oimed is equal to the parut, that's also not valid to make it. The Gemara says, no, you don't have to come on to that. The oil may tell you mutter. The same problem we had before. The osi avira, the haigisu, the haigis mavatale. The last little shtick. The last little shtickle. What do we got? We have one amma in between. And we have here 10 amos. 10 is certainly greater than 1. But 1, it's not greater than 1, but 1 is equal to 1. Even being equal is good enough to be mevatalit. The case before we had is where the open space was 2. So then when it was 2, 2 is greater than 1.5. This is the bigger chinch. Even though the open space is only 1, and the standing space is 1, when we combine this 1 with the fact that on the other side we have 10, it's also the big picture is powerful enough to mevatel this 1. Next kasha, v'yarchik amo, I have a new solution, v'yarchik amo, v'yase pas amo mechza. V'yarchik amo, v'yase pas amo mechza. So here there's a very good solution. Let's be marchik 1 amo. Okay, here's our case. Okay, here's the wall. We have a gap of 1 amo. My pass is amu mechza. We'll be marchik 1 amo. And I have another pass, amo umechza. One amo, and we have a pass, amo mechza. And then down here we'll have less than 10 amos. And what's now, we're now here, this is brilliant. Why? Because in this situation, you don't have the yesoid, osi avira de haigisa, u de haigisa, umevatale. Why not? Because even though it's true that this is 10, but this is only 1, and this is 1.5. If this is larger than the open space on one of the two sides, then you no longer say Asi Avir the Haigis or Avir the Haigis or Vatal. The only time you can say that the Avira the Haigis or the Haigis can be Mavatal this is when the Avira the Haigis is at least equal to the standing space. But if the Avira Mehaigisa is less than the standing space, you can't be Mavava. So therefore, this is here to stay. This is here to stay. And this is 1.5. And this is 1.5. Each one of these is greater than the open space. And together, this is 3. Open space is 1, is 2. So you have all the milas. Every possible mila you can have. It's oimed meruba, and each one of the shtiklach of oimed is more than the parutz, and you don't have the problem of osi avira the haigis of avira the haigis of avatle, because this little last shtikl is greater than the avira on my left side and your right side. So everything is great. And what's the mila? Why is this, the Gemara view this to be a mila more than the solution? Because here it's 2 pieces of wood. It's 2 smaller pieces of wood. The Gemara's original solution was, have one large board that's 3, and have an open space of 2. Why do you have to have one large board? You go walk in the street holding this large board, Erev Pesach, people go, what are you doing? What are you doing Erev Pesach with this large board walking in the street? Have 2 little boards. No one's going to give you a second look. Have 2 little boards, each only 1.5. So you'll have the same 3, and you'll configure it in this fashion. It'll be a perfect solution. So why don't we do this? The Mori says, you're right. Enochinami, you're right. You are 100% correct. It's a good solution, but the reason why the Kula Hailoy, Atrucha Rabban, the reason why we did not, because Rabban did not want you about Shriach you. It's much easier to purchase and erect one board of 3 than to erect 2 boards of 1.5 apiece. But you're right. Technically speaking, you have come with another solution. Right. Now, in the words of Kasha, it's not a good solution, no matter what, whether you do this or you do the other solution. Let's talk about the original solution. 3 and 2. But if you have a mavui, look at the mavui. The mavui over here is going to be 15 amas. And you've diminished 5 by putting over here your pass over here, which is 3. And have an open space of 2 amas on this side. Maybe people are going to start coming through the shortcut on this side, and they're going to start using this as their entrance, so this no longer serves as your entrance. The only reason why the Lechi and the Korah is going to work is because this is the Pesach, and this is just viewed bottle. It doesn't even exist. It's kilu, it's closed. But if people are going to start walking through this area, you can't say that's bottle. It's not bottle. The reality counts for something. The Lechush, Dil Moshavik Pesach, Rabbi Yal Pesach Zuto, we have a principle. You're coming straight ahead, right? Let's say you're standing there and you're coming towards me, and you have a choice to go through the large opening or to go to the small opening. There's a chazaka, there is a presumption. The Gemara says no, but didn't we learn in the beginning of the Masech that if you have a breach on the side of the Mavli along this corner, and the breach is more than 3 tefachim, it's not a kosher Mavli, because people are no longer going to use the front, they're going to use the side. Where we learned that if you have a breach on the beginning of the Mavli, 3 tefachim along the beginning of the breach of the Mavli, it's no good. The Gemara says Hasam kome might be luchah diritz on the side. So when it's on the side, people are going to use that as a shortcut, and maybe it's going to be maiden in the hiluchah. Whereas here, hacha loikon might be luchah. Over here, it's not on the side; it's in the front. And you're coming from that direction. So when you're coming from that direction, you have a choice, large or small, you're going to go for the large. In the other case, the issue is that you're coming from the side, and there's a little opening, so there you're going to save space when you're going to be coming from the side. So there, a breach on the front is mevatel, the original opening of the mavi, because the breach is on the side. But when the breach is not on the side, your wall comes to the very, very end, and the opening is when you're coming in this direction, then it's not a problem. No one's going to go. There is no advantage. There is no shortcut going into this little hole over here, because there is no path on this side. The path is that side. The flow of traffic is coming that direction, coming in. You have a choice, the large and the small. The Mela, you're not going to abandon the small and go for the, you're not going to abandon the large. Go for the small, you go for the large.
The Gemara doesn't say how wide this opening has been, so that that's...
We did have, that's 10. Yeah, that's what we're talking about, not two more than. Okay, so that concludes this sugya. Now we go to another mathematical sugya. Tnan asam, arha asla. Asla is the cover of a toilet, or a toilet seat, which basically means it has a perimeter, but there's an opening in the center. Okay, so here the shayla is v'nogea kezayis tuna. We have a principle. Now it's I don't know what the mitzias is. I really don't know, because it seems that this seat is the size of a tefach. Okay? The size of 4 fingers. Now today, it's not our standards. So either there's something that's missing from us, okay? There's some facts that we're not aware of to make sense out of the Gemara, to make sense of the mitzias, or they had different standards. They were very mitzamsem in things that they did, and therefore they had different standards. But the point over here is it's not important to understand the mitzis of how it was used. Okay, that's not relevant for the Gemara. What's relevant is to know the facts. The facts, the technical facts, and it's nogeh b'sugya. We have over here an oil hames. You have an oil, you have a kazayis basam and hames. So the kazayis basam and hames is mitame al lirakia. It goes all the way to Shemayim. You have a little thing, let's say the kazayis is the size of this little thing here. Right? It's a kazayis basam and hames, so it's the tumma is only over the area. Over here there's no tumma. Let's say I have an oil on top of the kazayis basam and hames, an oil, then automatically the tumma goes up, and the tumma spreads throughout the entire area of the oil. Anyone that comes in the oil, even if the oil extends far away, automatically if I come over here, I become tummy. So we're now trying to establish the smallest size of an oil. The smallest size of an oil is a tefach by a tefach. Here's the problem. The tefach by the tefach is not completely solid. There's empty space in the center. And the typical example of empty space is something that was used for a Beis HaKisse. For a Beis HaKisse, it has a perimeter and there's empty space in the center. Can we say, since there is a perimeter, the inside is batel, its ki'ilu is completely sealed, and we have a solid oyel in halacha, and the tum is nispashe throughout the entire area of that tefach by tefach. Now, let me just tell you the Gemara outside. How big is a tefach? There are tefach, we all know, is four fingers. But the truth is, there are three different types of measuring the tefach. You can measure a tefach with thumbs, with your index finger, and with your pinky. If you measure with your thumb, the shear is four thumbs. If you measure with your index finger, I think it's index, not the middle finger, the index finger, it's five. Five index fingers. If you measure with your pinky, it's six pinkies. Okay, so it's the same tefach. Whatever the shiva tefach is, four thumbs, five index fingers, six pinkies. So here's the Gemara. We have over here, Tananasim or Ha'asla, the or of a cover for a Beis HaKisse. The yeshiva part of the Beis HaKisse, which is hold the center. Uchalal shlon its opening. Mitstarfim, they join the tzkilu, but tefach is a solid tefach. Mai or ha'asla, was or ha'asla. Omar, Rabba, Babar, Chonam, Yochanan, or Kisu Shal Beis HaKisse. Used to cover the Beis HaKisse. V'kama, what's the shir? Kiyos Rav Dimi. Okay, so you must memorize the names. Rav Dimi came, he taught Omar, Etzba'ay, Mikan, Vetzba'ay, Mikan, Vetzba'ay, Berevach, Be'emsa. Okay, so here I'm going to use these tissue boxes. Okay? Two solid. This is too wide. Okay, just look at the tissue box to get an idea of what I'm saying. Two wide and two here. How much in the center is two? Now that means the oimed, each section of oimed is equal to the parts, to the breach. That's going to be good, which means if it's less, it's no good. It's too open. The only time a tefach is six, 2, 4, 6. We're using the pinky, 2, 4, 6. The only time we're going to consider this to be a complete solid, and we're going to make believe the inside is filled up with material, is when the outer parts are 2 and 2. That means each part of the outside is equal to the inside. He said, no, that's not the way I can figure the shear. Etzba umechza mikan, 1.5 here. The etzba umechza mikan. Now, what does that equal? That equals 3. The etzba rebach biyamsan, 1 in the middle. How was the grand total? 4. So it seems the machloek is it four fingers or is it six? The first mandama says 2, 4, 6. The second says 1.5, 1.5, and in the center it's 1. That's total of 4. Now right away, you should right away base them on the, we have two very important points. Number one, they seem to argue 2, 4, is it 6 or is it 4? Number two, they argue, does the solid space need to exceed the empty space? If you say 2, 2, 2, it does not, as long as it's not smaller, as long as it's equal. If you say 1.5, 1, 1.5, the solid space is greater than the empty space. Do you disagree? Because you say 2, 2, 2. He says you, and he said, and he said 2, 2, 2, and you say 1.5, 1.5, and 1. That's a grand total of 4. And we don't argue because a pinky is 6. 6 pinkies, 5 index fingers, and 4 thumbs. When I said 4, 1.5, 1.5, and 1 in the middle, grand total of 4, I was using thumbs. When he said 6, 2, 2, and 2, he was using pinkies. You don't argue? You don't argue? But what about the other issue of is the solid more than the opening? You're right. La'oye means the MS. The MS is, we argue, peligisoy uva'oymeid, and what do they argue? They argue uva'oymeid meruba ala paritz mishteiruchois peligiso. Lady dog, according to you, havi oymeid mishteiruchois. According to you, havi oymeid mishteiruchois, the only time it's going to be good, the only time it's going to be good. It's you need to be two and two. The oimed does not need to be greater than one side, because each side alone is not greater than the parutz. The parutz is two. How much is the oimed? Two. So it's not oimed meruba one side. It's only oimed meruba when you combine both sides together. Two and two is four. The inside is two. Oh, wonderful. Now we're in business. But each side alone is two, is two. Two, two. That's according to the Tanakhama. But oimed meruba b'lidach aviyamin mishteruchos in tusa, but l'ravin meruchachas hav oimed. He says no. He's machmir. Ravin holds one and a half on each side. One and a half is greater than one. So in order for it to be viewed one solid piece of material, each side alone must exceed the open space in the center. Each side is one and a half. The open space is one. So one and a half is greater than one. But if you're only going to have merube when you combine two sides, that's no good. Now, how do I know this? Because if you go to them, there is no disagreement, and they don't argue whatsoever. If Ravin just wanted to point out different sides of fingers, he should have said, etzpa ushlish mikan, the etzpa ushlish mikan, the etzpa ushlish revach. He should have said, for a grand total of four, the only point we want to go make is to bring out the difference between four and six, and he wanted to say the rule of four, he should have said one and a third, one and a third, one and a third, and one and a third. Three times one and a third equals four. And then it's going to be exactly mishtei ruchos. Even though each side alone is not greater than the parutz, only through the combination, it's going to be good. The fact that he did not say the case of one and a third, one and a third, one and a third, equivalent to two, two, and two, but he said one and a half, one and a half, and in the center is one, shows that he does disagree. So, mikan, mishtei, mikan, etzah, mishtei, the Morris, what are you talking about? So what do you want to then say? You want to say Peligis, you want to say Peligino, and they do argue. Lididi, if you really want to say they argue, Hochi boy li lemeimar, we should have said etzpa ushne shalisha mikan, we should have said an etzpan two-thirds mikan. And in other words, there's another problem over here. They were going to listen, etzpa, on one side we have an etzpa, Ushnei shlishim mikan, the etzpa ushnei shlishim mikan, the etzpa ayim, and two ushnei shlishim revach biemsa. In other words, there's another case that's being left out of the equation, and that's the case where together it equals six. Everything together equals six, but each part of the oimed is less than what's in the center. The Gemara at this point wants to say that they argue, the argument is in the extremes. What does it mean, oimed meruba mishnei tzadim? If you take that term literally to its fullest extent, it means even though each section that is solid is less than the open space. Only when you add this and this do you have more than the open space. So that would mean if I have over here, this solid is one etzpa and two-thirds. And this is one etzpa and two-thirds. And the middle are two etzpa'ayim and two-thirds. Ooh, that means two etzpa'ayim and two-thirds is a whole etzpa more than each one of the sides. And according to the Tanakhama, it would be good. Because even though each piece of solid by itself is not more than the open space, but when I add one etzpa and two-thirds with one etzpa and two-thirds, what do we get? We get two and three and a third. We get three and a third. three and a third is greater than two and two-thirds. Right? It's greater than two and two-thirds. So why didn't we say that case? So if you really want to tell me that the machlokes is between the Tanakam and Rav, and goes from extreme to extreme, we should have illustrated the case where the Tanakama says one and two-thirds, one and two-thirds, and the center there's two and two-thirds, and then along will... Why don't we say that case? So the Gemara is Ella, so the Gemara is Maskan, is you're right. If you want to say there's a machlokes, the truth is, this is where the machlokes is. When you take everything together, Ella, Iiko lememar de palginon beparutz ke'oymed pilaginon. If you want to say they argue, the Gemara's maskan is everyone agrees. Let's get involved in where everyone agrees and where they disagree. The bottom line is everyone will agree. Less man de poluk, that if the part that is solid is less. Not less than equal, less than the part that's parutz, no good. Everyone, even the Tanakhama, the case of one and two thirds, and the center two and two thirds, everyone agrees is no good. And the case where one and a half, and one, everyone agrees is good. So where is the disagreement? The disagreement is where it's two, two, two. Or one third, or one and a third, and one and a third. Where the oymed is equal to the parots. That's the only point where they disagree. According to the Tanakhama, it's good. That's why he said two, two, and two. According to Ravin, it's no good. So more in the Havamino, we thought that they argue in the extremes. They argue even where it's one and two-thirds, and two-thirds. If that's really true, the Gemara is saying, so say it. Why didn't you say the Machlokes? The Gemara says, you're right. Where it's one and two-thirds, and the center is two and two-thirds, you're right. That case, everyone agrees it's no good. The only place where they disagree is where it's exactly equal. All right, we'll stop here.